This large Sutherland Cemetery was established in 1885. In 1888, the plot was named the Waterman Cemetery. 4 years later, the Waterman Cemetery Association was organized. Over the years, the association purchased additional land and made improvements. All lot owners are members of the association and are entitled to a vote at the annual meeting. Begin your visit to this cemetery by viewing the large monument in the center of the cemetery. Northwest of the monument, you will find Franklin Arbuckle, the first person to be buried within the cemetery. Looking at the tombstones, you may find earlier dates listed for deaths. However, these people were originally buried elsewhere and moved to this cemetery after it was established. An example of this would be Archibald Murray. He died in 1873 and was buried at the Waterman Family Cemetery. He was moved to this cemetery after it was begun. You can find the modest tombstone of Hannibal and Hannah Waterman just to the north and the east of the large monument. The Woods Memorial is also located nearby. The large headstone of the Jordans is just to the southeast of the monument under a large tree. James Martin's gravesite is located in the south-central part of the cemetery. This is a large and beautiful cemetery to visit. Take your time to walk through the area looking at the various stones, both old and new.